I'd like to ask a general question. What is the purpose of clothing? Of course, we all wear clothing, thankfully. And the people that don't, obviously, we have big questions on them. But what is it that we gain from wearing clothing? So we know that Adam HaRishon originally does not wear clothing. That's the reality of his situation, nor does Chava. After they sin, they take the leaves and cover them in the as clothing because they're embarrassed. And God then comes to them and says, what's going on? They were naked. How did you know you were naked? And they admit that they sinned. What goes on from there? In the end, the Pasuk at the end of the Perek tells us that God made katnot or vayalbishem. God makes them clothing, and that is what they wear. Now the question is, why do they need clothing all of a sudden? What is the purpose of clothing? So, and that I think is a bigger question that we have to kind of wonder in general. Our parsha has so much emphasis on the big day kohuna, the kohanim, the kohen gadol, everything that they wear all the time. And the question is, why do we need all that? Why can't they just wear a plain white garment and they'll be done? So here's a beautiful idea. Beautiful idea by Jonathan Sacks. But it's so spot on because I think it explains what the purpose of clothing in general is and why does God insist that the Kohanim wear it. So take a look. What does the word beged mean? So beged comes from the word bagad, to rebel. What is it? So clothing, on some level, it's a costume. It's a facade. It covers up who we really are. There's a great story that I'm sure everybody's heard, The Prince and the Pauper. What is it? It's if you change the clothing, you have the ability to take the king and turn him into the beggar. And the opposite, you could turn the beggar into the king. It's all an appearance on the outside. What is God saying? God is saying, why do you need clothing now? Because there was a time where your essence and your outside were the same. There was no reason for anything to be hidden. And yet now, because bagad, because you rebelled, you need something to protect that facade. You have to put something on to change your appearance. What's the deal with the Kohanim? The Kohanim wear this clothing because it's supposed to change who they are. What's fascinating, what is so amazing is that clothing could make a person, and it could break a person. If a person has the right clothing, it opens doors and opportunities for them. Now, on the one hand, that sounds opportunistic, and that sounds sad, and we're kind of upset that that's the world we live in. But on the other hand, it commands respect. Why do the Kohanim have to wear clothing? Because whoever they are on the inside, Hashem wants it to be that they appear some way, a different way on the outside in order to ensure that they are respected and that they demand respect for the project that is the house of God. An amazing thought. Because what it tells us is that our capacity for greatness sometimes is hindered by the appearance we give off. If we don't give off a aura of success, sometimes we lose out on that chance. God is saying, I need it so much to be done that way in order so that you will command respect for yourselves. That is what the Kohanim are trying to do. And by commanding respect for themselves, ultimately they're commanding respect for God. Have a great day.